and gentlemen, for his first appearance on our show tonight, Elvis Presley.
We got to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams. We got to patch it up, baby, we can't let time unravel our dreams. Let's go back and touch the past. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling. That old feeling. We can patch it up, baby.
We
can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. Patch it up with a whole lot of love. We got to patch it up, baby. Let's sweep out all the cobwebs of our heart. We got to patch it up, baby, before indifference pulls us apart. Let's don't let a good love die. Let's give it just one more try. With that feeling, that old feeling, feel it, heal it. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby.
Sing it, y'all.
We can patch it up, baby.
Patch it up
with a whole lot of love. We got to patch it up, baby. We got to patch it up, baby. We got to patch it up, baby.
Patch it up
with a whole lot. We can patch it up, baby. We can
patch it up, baby.
Patch it up. With a whole lot.
Hold up.
That's the way you kick off a show, huh?
Absolutely. That's a wonderful.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm T.O.
And that song is a very popular song. Let's patch it up. And we've had calls for that. We've had requests for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 70s tune, right?
It is. Man, that's the best.
You get the idea of the show today?
Well, I do, but I don't know about everybody else.
Listeners requested songs from the 70s.
And our favorite.
Yeah. And, of course, we're going to throw ours in there, too, because we got a lot of music to play today.
Yep.
And it's all about 70s today. It's all about Elvis, number one, but we're going to cover a lot of the 70s trends today and pop culture and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to share a fun story about Lisa Marie and a big 70s icon, Elton John.
Yes, absolutely.
Looking forward to hearing that. Now, we got a special a little thing happening on the show today because we recently had a great conversation with what we feel is one of the best, if not the best, ETAs in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Bill Cherry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Bill's been around a while. He's one of the originals, and he won the contest many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason we like Bill so much is because Bill is a traditionalist.
Right, right. Yeah.
He's very accurate. When you go to see a Bill Cherry Elvis tribute show, whatever time frame he's doing in the 70s, the hair's going to be just like it. He's going to have the right jumpsuit on.
Right, right.
He's going to do the right moves. He's not going to overdo it.
Mannerisms and everything. Yeah, it's great.
And the humor. He carries that Elvis humor.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I like about Bill, and you're going to get to hear this whole conversation. We'll tell you more about that in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I was saying, his humor. He might not tell the exact same joke Elvis told, but whatever joke he does tell, it's going to sound like something Elvis would have said.
Right. Well, his humor is very similar to Elvis's, so it works.
So it's Dan and T.L. today, along with some help from this guy right here, Bill Cherry. I'll tell you what, Bill, if God allows people to peep in from heaven every once in a while, and Elvis sees one of your shows, he's going to be happy. He's going to be pleased.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Man, you know what? Oh, my God. It's such an honor to have the ability, you know, to play my hero for just a moment, right?
Yeah.
And again, I'm not Elvis. Nobody will ever be Elvis. But it's such a privilege and an honor to be able to, you know, relay that message and give people that experience. He'll never have it again.
Nope.
You know, he's gone and he won't be back, you know.
I got something to tell you that I think you want to know. That my eyes are on you, baby, since a long time ago. Now I finally got the nerve and I'm gonna make my move. Now don't you try to turn me off, cause it's gonna be hard to do. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Ain't no two ways about it, baby, your love was meant for me. Know that I can't do without it, it fits me to a T. Ooh, there's something about you, baby, can't get you off my mind. I know that I can't live without you, I think about you all the time. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. Ain't it just like a woman when she knows she's got a man? She'll ring you out and turn you about in the palm of her hand. Then she starts thinking that maybe she'll put you in a bind. She'll give you just a little love and it'll drive you out of your mind. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing about you, baby, a thing about loving you. I got a thing about you, baby, ain't nothing I can do. I got a thing.
How do you pace yourself so you are up when you need to be up?
I exercise every day. I vocalize every day. if I'm working or not. So I just try to stay in shape all the time.
Okay.
How the way.
Right, on the open.
I tell you, I like the sound of that open string guitar there on the intro. How the web was woven in my soul, don't you know? How the web was woven, can't get loose, can't let go. Like the weave of a spider wound around my heart, I'm no longer free. At last, I'm where you want me. Don't you know that's where I want to be? Spinning round like a blue fly, thoughts of you fill my head. And no matter, oh, how I try, I can't sleep in my bed.
Gentlemen, you know why? Because you made the connection. The Blue Suede Connection. Rock and roll, baby!
I remember as a child I used to hear music that they played, Lord, with a feel. Some call it folk, some call it soul, but people, let me tell you, it was rock and roll. I was raised on rock, got that rhythm in my soul. Every day when I get home, I turn on my radio, listening to the music that my idols made. I knew every single record the DJs played, from Honky Tonk to Hound Dog to Johnny B. Goode, Chain Gang, Love Is Strange, Knuckle. I was raised on rock, got that rhythm in my soul. I was born in love of being, all things for rock and roll.
it was a fad, thought it would pass. The younger generation knew it would last. Time's gone by, the beat goes on, and every time I hear it, Lord, it takes me home. I was raised on rock, got the rhythm in my soul. Beethoven's Fifth, Mozart sonatas down the classical list. My papa loved to listen to those country songs while I was in the back room talking on. I was raised on rock, got that rhythm in my soul. I was born to love the beat, I would think of rock and roll.
Trouble it turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away up on me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in the New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town. Have people there who care a little about me and have all let the poor boy down. Into the promised land, but working on a T-bone steak, all the cardi flying over to the Golden State. And a pile of colas in 13 minutes, he would set us at the terminal gate. Sweet and low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engines and cool your wings, and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, died 1-4-10-09. Telephone's back home, this is the promised land. He would set us at the terminal gate. A swing low chariot, come down easy, taxi to the terminal zone. Cut your engine and cool your wings, and let me make it to the telephone. Los Angeles, give me Norfolk, Virginia, tied 1-4-10-09. Then the folks back home, this is the promised land, calling and the poor boys on.
You know, Elvis did a lot of songs that you would call a toe tapper.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one there, too.
But that was definitely one of the biggest toe tapper songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those songs when you're sitting here listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're in here. I'm getting prepped, ready to talk and see what I'm going to talk about. You're over there doing what you do, getting your stuff ready to do on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at us both. My feet are moving back and forth. I mean, my hands
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm tapping my pen, you know.
Always.
while it's playing. And I see your mouth moving. You're singing along. So
yeah.
You get the gist of what
I'm
trying to say.
That's the kind of show it is. You know, you have to. With Elvis, you got to move.
Yeah. You know, I'm very careful. Like, you know, it is an up-tempo show. And we love the slow love songs. But I don't know if you are aware, but I strategically place them.
Oh, I know what you do.
Yeah.
Because if I was running the show, they'd all be hearing that all the time.
Everybody would be crying every week. Oh, my God. That was awful. But I can't wait to listen again next week. But I feel awful right now.
But it's so sad. Yeah. Well, you're safe because I don't set the shows up, folks.
All right. Our friends at BrilliantEO.com gave us a lot of stuff today. And we're going to go to one of their little lists right after the break. Trends that dominated the 70s. And I think you're going to remember all these. Some funny stuff. Some stuff we may like. Some trends we might have thought were a bit corny.
Okay.
But we're going to talk about that right after this. TL, it's that time of the year again.
I know, Daniel. Everybody's ready for the most electrifying Niagara Falls Elvis Festival yet.
4 days of rockin' performances from April 10th through the 13th.
Ultimate Elvis world champions like Bill Cherry, Dean Z, Gordon Hicks, and Jay Dupree.
And how about those local legends, Niagara Falls Elvis Festival champions Bruno Neschi and Sylvain Ledoux.
Talk about that Elvis-like magic.
All happening in the Greg Fruin Vegas-style theater.
Tickets available at Niagara Falls ElvisFestival.com or GregFruinTheater.com.
And U.S. fans will love the 40 cents on the dollar exchange rate.
Hey, it could go even higher.
Once again, tickets are available at Niagara Falls ElvisFestival.com
or 866-870-3002.
That's 866-870-3002. Don't miss the party, friends. Be there or be square.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. I'm calling from West Virginia, and I love the Blue Suede Connection. And my favorite Elvis song, Little Darlin'.
Are you ready for some of these trends that determined the 1970s?
Absolutely.
I like this first one, and I know you do too, because we got a bunch of them.
Ah,
the
what's that?
The golden age of vinyl records was in the 70s.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
All right, what I'm not so excited about, disco fever.
Okay.
Nah, not my thing.
Mm.
Bell bottoms and platform shoes.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely there. The rise of the blockbuster films of the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. All right, the pet rock phenomenon happened in the 1970s.
Okay.
And we were at a restaurant the other day, you, me, and your mom, and I was looking at some of the knick-knack toys and stuff at Cracker Barrel. They actually had the pet rocks in there.
Did they?
Yeah, pet rocks.
Oh, I must have missed that.
I saw them in there. I thought, wow, there you go.
Hmm.
The rise of the self-help industry going out throughout the 70s.
Right, yeah.
The popularity of CB radios. I got a funny Elvis story I'll tell you about sometime involving that.
Mm-hmm.
The birth of the personal computer.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah. The fitness craze really kicks high gear with aerobics, tennis, and, of course, jogging. They were big deals in the 70s.
Oh, okay.
The women's lib movement.
Mm.
And the emergence of punk rock.
I remember that.
Yeah, so disco and punk rock at the same time frame. What do you think?
Elvis, why did you start making public appearances again?
I just missed it. I missed the closeness of to the live audience. So just as soon as I got out of the movie contracts, I started to do live performances again.
I'm a cement mixer. iron mixer, a churning iron burning pot. I'm a demolition derby, a hefty honk of steaming junk.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of when I stuck in there.
Yeah, that's one of yours.
Yeah,
huh?
that wasn't necessarily a listener's choice. That was a Dan choice.
Oh, okay. Well, good choice,
Don't
babe.
Don't worry. We got TL choices. It'll be
oh, I know you do. I know you do.
You've already looked at the list. You know what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you do like the show, you like the songs, and there's a favorite song you have, and we do a show that would fit your favorite song, we'll try to get it on for you, and we'll play your voice.
540-227-0514.
So Peggy has a bad case of EA, Elvis addiction, so I turned her on to Blue Suede Connection, and now I'm King of the Hill.
Well, you're rocking my soul.
Down in the bosom. Rock,
down in the bosom. You rock my soul. Rockin', oh yeah, oh Lordy Lord, oh
rockin' my soul, don't you rock my soul?
Won't you rock my soul?
Everybody loves that gospel music, don't they?
Absolutely. I know I do.
And you know he did, too. You can tell when he sings it. You can just see him in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That. Yeah, you can tell he's having a good time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And we hope that you are, too, here on Blue Suede Connection. That's why we do this show, for you to enjoy and us to enjoy Elvis together. One big happy family playing the music of the greatest entertainer that the world has ever seen or ever will see.
Absolutely.
Can I get a big amen for that, can
amen,
I?
There you go. Brother.
Hey, you know, we told you earlier, you heard a little snippet of Bill Cherry talking, and you're going to hear a little bit from him later.
Mm-hmm.
But if you'd like to hear the entire interview, we're probably going to do it in two parts, part one and part two.
Right.
By the time this show airs, it should probably be up on our YouTube page, but if not, shortly thereafter.
Exactly.
You can come over there and hear the whole thing. And
yeah, we had a good time with Bill.
We really did. And, you know, that's what we got to do in two parts. And what is a shame is some of the stuff we talked about before the interview was so good, that should have been in.
I know, right?
Yeah, because...
After the interview, we talked for like a whole other 30 minutes.
He's really an Elvis fan before anything else, and you'll get that in the interview when you hear it. You'll hear you hear his love and devotion to Elvis and why he does what he does. It's why we do what we do, huh, babe?
Absolutely.
And we have great listeners out there like Jay Lynn, and he's got a beautiful request. That's going to come up right after this.
Hey, Blue Suede Connection.
This is Jalen from Richmond Park, Illinois. I have a girlfriend, Linda Womack. She couldn't stop falling in love with me, so I like when you play that song, Live Concert, Richmond Coliseum, from 1972. Can't help falling in love.
Oh, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I say, would it be a sin? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life through, for I can't help falling in love with.
There you go. Ask and ye shall receive.
That's a wonderful song. Wonderful 72 version.
Yeah, there you go. Special request. There you go. Mm-hmm. And that's all you got to do to get a request on. Call us and tell us what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And like I said, now, if we're doing a movie show and you want to hear, you know, Little Sister, that might not work.
Yeah, yeah.
But when we do a 60 show or a variety show, you'll get your song on. That's mm-hmm. the way we're, I said song.
Mm-hmm.
It's song. My gosh, you'd think I didn't work in radio or something.
Yeah, and I was starting to wonder.
Well, anyway, we'll play your song for you.
Song.
All right, 70s, baby, 70s. We're talking 70s today.
Mm-hmm.
And it did give us something that I didn't mention on that earlier list, video games.
Oh, okay.
Did you have the Pac-Man fever?
Not really, no.
That actually didn't come out till 80.
Yeah.
But anyway,
no, I didn't have any of
it's close enough. But what did come out was Pong. That was the first big one. That was in 1972.
Yeah, I wasn't really into that either.
Now, see if you remember these three. Space Invaders.
Mm.
Remember that one?
I do. I love that one. I actually still will play that if I see it somewhere.
Okay. Asteroids.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Similar game.
Yeah.
How about Breakout?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I remember that one somewhat. I didn't play, I did play Asteroids a little bit, but Breakout, I remember it, but I did not play it.
Mm.
All right, here's something else that in the 1970s. TV shows that defined a generation with catchphrases.
Okay.
For example, MASH. I'm only paranoid because everybody's against me. That's from MASH.
MASH, really?
Now, here's one I know you're going to remember. Stifle Yourself.
Oh, yeah.
That came from All in the Family.
Stifle Yourself.
Yeah.
What was her name again?
Edith.
Yeah. Edith.
The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, I love that
You
one.
Got Spunk. I hate Spunk.
Oh, I don't remember that.
All right. The Jeffersons. We're moving on up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Welcome Back, Cotter. Up Your Nose with the Rubber Hose.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, my favorite, Happy Days. It gave us a couple. A is one, and Sit on It would be number two.
Oh, I like that.
Yesterday has slipped away, and the sun is welcoming the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love.
Next step is love.
The next step is love. We walk barefoot through the misty meadows, laughing at each other in the rain. Made some faces at some people in the park and didn't bother to explain. Fun, fun, look at us run from going nowhere special really fast. But But we've yet to taste the icing on the cake that we've been baking with the past. And the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? The next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday had slipped away, and the sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. Next step is love. Love will be a place to run to from the world they've willed to you and me. We'll be closer than we've ever been, though looking back it's so hard to believe. Hang it all out, we're bringing on in the best we picked up on the way to now. Changes are coming, but together we can make it through somehow. 'Cause the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? Well, the next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Evening shadows of a perfect day, and the next step is love. The next step is love. Yes, it's love.
Hard to find good material in nowadays, you know, for everybody, for all of us, you know.
You're one of the forerunners of rock and roll. You don't record hard rock anymore.
It's very difficult to find any good hard rock songs. If I could find them, I would do them.
Don't mention my name. Don't mention my name.
get what you can.
You know, I mentioned a while ago, I said, you know, CBs were a big deal in the 70s. They got really popular.
Right.
And I said I'll share this story. I'll share it real quick with you because it's a funny story.
Okay.
My friend Jim, his dad had a nice old pickup truck.
Uh-huh.
And every once in a while, we'd park the hot rods and get in his dad's truck and drive around.
Mm-hmm.
His dad was a big CB guy. So he had a remote CB, not a remote, but a truck CB in it. And I said, Jim, how does this work? And I looked at it, and I said, well, I could do this, and just talk, and people hear you, and you have conversations.
Oh, okay.
So I decided I'm not going to talk like myself.
Of course not. That'd be too easy.
I'm going to talk like Elvis, honey. And I got on the CB and started talking like Elvis, and that was his voice.
Uh-huh.
Well, the whole night, I was doing Elvis Presley. But I did not say I was Elvis Presley. I just talked like this, and the people assumed what they wanted to assume, baby.
Oh,
anyway, I did it. And next thing I know, some ladies, oh, dear God, who are you? I'm listening to you, and please come to my house. And she gave me her address.
Oh, my God.
Over the CB.
No way. She did not.
Yes, honest to goodness, she did. We actually drove by the house and blew the horn. I wanted to give her some kind of thrill.
Oh, but that might have scared her.
No, she was very, she came out screaming, ah! She's very excited.
Oh, my God.
Then I got
gosh.
People saying, hey, man, where are you? We want to party with you. And all these people are, like, just coming on there. I had, like, 50 people trying to jump on to get into this conversation to talk to the mysterious voice.
The power of Elvis.
I think I called myself Mr. X or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, fun times. It was the 70s, baby.
Uh-huh.
Put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself and you can look at her differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. My mama taught me how to pray before I reached the age of 7. When I'm down on my knees, that's when I'm closest to heaven. Daddy lived his life with 2 kids and a wife. Well, you do what you must do. But he showed me enough of what it takes to get me through. Oh, yeah. Put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calms the sea. Take a look at yourself, you can look at others differently. Putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Oh, yeah. Put your hand in the hand of the man who steals the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Take a look at yourself, and you can look at others differently. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Oh, yeah. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. Oh, yeah. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee.
While we're waiting, let's do the fool.
Mm-hmm.
glasses high and a drink to a fool, a crazy fool who told his baby goodbye. Too late, he found he loves her so much he wants to die. So drink to a fool, crazy fool, told his baby goodbye. He needs her, he needs her so. He wonders why he let her go. She's found, she's found, she's found in love, buddy. He's a lucky guy. So drink to a fool, a crazy fool, who told his baby goodbye.
It's about time you got here.
A Blue Suede Connection.
If you got a problem, I don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help. I got two strong arms and I can help. It would sure do me good, do you good, let me help. It's a fact that people get lonely, it ain't nothing new. But a woman like you, baby, should never have the blues. Let me help, have a laugh on me, I can help. It would sure do me good, do you good, let me help. When I go to sleep at night, you're always a part of my dream. You're holding me tight, telling me everything I wanna hear. So don't forget me, baby. All you gotta do is call. You know how I feel about you. I can do anything at all. Let me help. If your child needs a daddy, I can help. It would sure do me good, to do you good, let me help. Child needs a daddy, let me help. It would sure do me good, to do you good, let me help. Sleep at night, you're always a part of my dreams.
If your child needs a daddy, I can help. It would sure do me good. Do you good, let me help.
Welcome to hour number two of the Blue Suede Connection, everybody. We are having a great time today, aren't we, TL?
We are.
Today it's about you, the listener, because we get lots of letters and lots of information about your favorite songs and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a lot of 70s stuff. We get 50s and 60s, too, of course, but we're just highlighting the 70s stuff we get today.
Right.
And also throwing a few of our favorites in there and requests that you've called for.
Right.
And you might hear yourself here today.
You just might.
You're also hearing from our friend Bill Cherry throughout the show today. You're going to hear a little bit more from him in a bit. And lots of good stuff happening. TL's going to share with us in a little while a really cool story about Elton John and Lisa Marie Presley.
Yeah, fun story.
Very good. And once again, I'm talking lots of 70s jargon and lots of stuff about icons and movies and TV and pop culture in general. And I'm going to keep on doing that because that's what I do. I share the silly stuff. You share the meaty stuff.
Okay.
All right, let's get back into it. Speaking of TL, this is one of her favorites and this is one of her picks.
Story so well, she tries hard to hide. So little expected, too often neglected. A woman stripped of her pride, always so careful. Not to cry until I fall asleep. And there in the silence, she lies with a tear or a cheek. A thought comes to mind, that I read it somehow. Or hear it, I can't quite recall. That a man without love's only half of a man. But a woman is nothing at all. She knows love her, although heaven knows how I try. Her reason for living is to go right on giving. The one thing that she's been denied. Without any warning, in the wee hours of the morning, she cries. Heard deep inside, she tries so to hide, is beginning to show in her eyes. And a thought comes to mind, that I read or hear it, I can't quite recall. That a man without love's only half of a man, but a woman is nothing at all. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. This is Bill Cherry, and I made my Blue Suede connection with Dan and T.O., and we've had a great time. Hope you enjoy listening to the show.
We're talking 70s today, T.L.
I know, yeah.
Brilliant EO. I guess that's how you say it.
Okay.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
We shared some of their lists today. And they shared iconic films and directors and actors that were predominant in the 70s.
Okay.
As we mentioned, the blockbuster, the summer blockbuster movies, that's when it really got hot in the 70s.
Right.
Hey, that's kind of a pun, hot. Here's your example of summer blockbusters that got started in the 70s. The Godfather from 1972.
Oh, yeah.
Big movie.
That's a good one, yeah.
I think the biggest that really, really got it going was Close Encounters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that would have been a big one. But Jaws in 1975, that was huge. And how can we forget Star Wars in 1977?
You can't.
No,
yeah, that
was a major blockbuster. I remember I went to see Grease about 100 times just because I thought it was cool.
I did too. Yeah.
1978, yeah. But before that, Saturday Night Fever, 1977.
Uh-huh, right.
There are Saturday Night Fever people and there are Grease people.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely am Grease people.
Yeah, me too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, here's three directors. These names, everybody's going to know them. You might not be one of those people who know a lot about directors. You think, I don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
But you know your Ron Howards and people like that, and your Clint Eastwoods.
Correct.
But these three names in the 70s, everybody knew them. Steven Spielberg, George Lucas, and Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't Coppola Nicolas Cage's
dad? Yes, they are related. That's Uncle Francis. Okay.
Oh, Uncle
breakthrough
Francis.
Actors that really got big in the 70s. Al Pacino, Jack Nicholson, and Burt Reynolds.
Oh, okay.
And Robert Redford, you could put on that list. And Jane Fonda, too, probably. They were all really big in the 70s. So there you go. Nice. A little pop culture for you.
There was a guy I said one time, he said, you never stood in that man's shoes or saw things through his eyes or stood and watched with helpless hands while the heart inside you dies. So help your brother along the way, no matter where he starts. For the same God that made you made him too, these men with broken hearts. I'd like to sing a song along the same line.
If I could be you, if you could be me, for just 1 hour, if we could find a way to get inside each other's mind, if you could see you through my eyes and stay your ego, I believe it'd be surprised to see that you've been blind. Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, just walk a mile in my shoes. Now there are people on reservations and out in the ghetto. And brother, there, before the grace of God, go you and I. I'm a little angel, don't you know I'd fly to the top of a mountain, and then I'd cry, cry, cry. Just walk a mile in my shoes, just walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, just walk a mile in my shoes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, 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 boo-boo.
Yes, Yogi.
I made my blue suede connection. That makes me smarter than the average bear.
I don't want much. Just want a little bit. Don't want it all. Just a little bit. Turn your lamps down low, slip me a kiss. Turn your lights down low, I wanna resist. I want an eeny weeny bit, a teeny weeny bit of your love. Early in the morning, you're just a little bit.
say you'll never leave me till the end of time. I want an itty bitty bit, a teeny weeny bit of your love.
That's a toe tapper right there from the Raised on Rock album.
Very good, very good.
Teeny
love that.
Weeny bit of your love. Just a little bit, baby. Just a little teeny weeny bit. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we mentioned Bill Cherry. You're hearing a little bit from him on the show today. And before we go to break, I'd like you to hear a little bit more from Bill. And we're getting to know the guy pretty well. And he is one of us for sure. What do you think, baby?
Yeah, do it.
You never heard him talk about his trials and tribulations in life. But I think he communicated with us, the fans, through his music.
Oh, sure.
To let you know, hey, this is what I'm going through and this is how I feel. You know, when you do songs like Separate Ways, you know, Always on My Mind, you know, and I Love You So, there's a story. If you'll go through those albums, he's telling you.
Hey, oh, yeah. You know, absolutely.
And all of us as human beings has experienced the same thing. And guess what? Here's a guy that is high on the mountain. I mean, he's celestial to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet he feels what we feel. He felt what we felt.
Yeah,
and he relayed that to us through music.
TL, it's that time of the year again.
I know, Daniel. Everybody's ready for the most electrifying Niagara Falls Elvis Festival yet.
4 days of rockin' performances from April 10th through the 13th.
Ultimate Elvis world champions like Bill Cherry, Dean Z, Gordon Hicks, and Jay Dupree.
And how about those local legends, Niagara Falls Elvis Festival champions Bruno Neschi and Sylvain Ledoux.
Talk about that Elvis like magic.
All happening in the Greg Fruin Vegas style theater.
Tickets available at Niagara Falls ElvisFestival.com or GregFruinTheater.com.
And U.S. fans will love the 40 cents on the dollar exchange rate.
Hey, it could go even higher.
Once again, tickets are available at Niagara Falls ElvisFestival.com
or 866-870-3002.
That's 866-870-3002. Don't miss the party, friends. Be there or be square.
We are your Blue Suede Connection.
The Giant in Me is the heartfelt first book in an inspirational series of spiritual wellness.
The operator upstairs doesn't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're here for a reason. You are loved, you are important, and you're needed in this world. And no matter how dark of a space you think you're in, you can get your life back, and you deserve to be happy.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne, available wherever books are sold.
Yes, my name is Ed. Back in July 2nd of 1976, I was lucky to be able to see Elvis Presley over here at the Baton Rouge Centroplex. And it was a real luck to be able to see him because about a year and 1 month later, he was gone. But I enjoyed him very much. I was always a big fan of Elvis. I'd like to recommend My Boy. So if y'all ever get a chance, please play. Thank you very much. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You're sleeping, son, I know. But really, this can't wait. I wanted to explain before it gets too late. For your mother and me, love has finally died. This is no happy home, but God knows how I tried. Why did we ever start? We're more like strangers now, each acting out of part. I have laughed, I have cried, I've lost every game, taking all I can take, but I'll stay here just the same. Because you're all
is just as well. Why spoil your little dreams? Why put you through the hell? Life is no fairy tale, and one day you will know. But now you're just a child, I'll stay here and watch you grow.
Nobody says 70s icon more than the Rocket Man himself, Elton John.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, you've got a little story about Mr. Elton John and Lisa Marie.
Apparently in June of 1976, I guess Lisa had a time frame where she was really into Elton's music, and Elton had an album that had just come out. And apparently Elvis did get her the album, but he was very curious as to who this Elton was. And also, I don't know if it was an irritation or an interest. I'm not sure, but he was saying things like, who the H-E-double-L is this guy, you know, and she's trying to tell her dad. But as the story unfolds, we see that Elvis's surprise in his daughter's interest very quickly turned into interest of his own.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon he became eager to understand who Elton John was and why Lisa was such a fan. And it wasn't long before Elvis decided to check out one of Elton's live performances, diving deeper into the music that captured his daughter's heart.
Wow.
Lisa Marie humorously stated that her father wanted to find out who this artist was, indicating a desire to stay connected with his daughter's musical interests. The glimpse into their family dynamic reveals a relatable aspect of Elvis as a father, someone who was willing to explore new music for the sake of his child's happiness.
Very good. I can see Elvis doing the crocodile rock right now.
Well, I remember when I was just children, the time the people used to greet the neighbors like a fellow man. Them all day singing in big grand meetings, when a man was proud to walk up and shake his neighbor's hand. Lord, you talk about the good times, talk about the good times. Oh, if you ever needed help, a friend was there. Some good neighbor would help lift your burden. Simple joys of life, friends to share. But the times are harder, and the people are changing. Though most folks couldn't tell you who their neighbors are. All the guns are loaded, the front doors are bolted. Ain't this old world taking hate and fear just a little too far? Let's talk about the good times. Talk about the good times. Oh, wish I could go back to the days I'm speaking of. When a friend would meet you, and a smile would greet you. What this old world needs now, a little old-fashioned love. My granddaddy, God rest his soul now, we ever had a big long talk together the day he died. Son, this world is full of hate and venom. I can't wait to leave this old place, rest on the other side. Oh, you talk about the good times, talk about the good times. Well, I'm gonna see all the friends I knew in the good old days. Have a big hand shaking, sit and talk together.
They sound funny. They got a lot of echo on them, man, I'll tell you. But that's what I mean. I think the overall sound has improved.
my darling, our love will be true, always and forever, I'll love only you. Just promise me, darling, your love in return. May this fire in my soul, dear, forever burn. My heart's at your command, dear, to keep love and to hold. Making you happy is my desire, dear. Keeping you is my goal. I'll forever love you for the rest of my days. I'll never part.
Elvis in concert.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling through all this great 70s music today, most recorded, but some live, just like you heard right there. And I want to remind folks that coming up, we're going to talk about more of those 70s icons and why they were icons. TL's got another really cool story she's going to share.
Absolutely.
And we're going to hear more from Bill Cherry. Just so much good stuff happening on Blue Suede Connection. So let's keep it going. Here's Mary in the Morning.
Quite as pretty as Mary in the morning, when through the sleepy haze I see her lying there,
soft as the rain that falls on summer flowers, warm as the sunlight shining on the golden hair.
Just do the way you do it, that's alright. That's alright. That's alright. you very much.
Don't go away. We got lots of great 70s tunes coming up, and TL has got one of her great stories she's going to share right after this.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Well, the image is one thing, and a human being is another, you know.
How close is the image to the man?
It's very hard to live up to an image. I've heard it that way.
As a ship lies rigged and ready in the harbor, tomorrow for old England she sails. Far away from your land of endless sunshine, to my land full of rainy skies and gales. I shall be aboard that ship tomorrow, though my heart is full of tears at this farewell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly, more dearly than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly, dearly and the spoken word can tell. I heard as a wicked war ablazing, and the taste of war I know so very well. Even now I see that foreign flag a-raising, their guns on fire as we sail into hell. I have no fear of death, it brings no sorrow, but how bitter will be this last farewell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dear, dearer than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dear, my dearer than the spoken word can tell. Though death and darkness gather all about me, and my ship be torn apart on the sea, I shall smell again the fragrance of these islands, and the heaving waves that brought me once to thee. And should I return safe home again to England, I shall watch the English mist rolled through the day. For you are beautiful, and I have loved you dearly, dearer than the spoken word can tell. For you are beautiful, I have loved you dearly,
off of the Elvis Presley Boulevard in Memphis, Tennessee album, The Last Farewell. That's a big song right there. All right, we have the various sources gave these to us, the top 70s legends and icons and why. Billie Jean King, she proved that women could rule the court and beyond. There you go.
Yeah, nice.
Diana Ross, she became the definition of glamour and talent in that throughout the 70s. Muhammad Ali, he proved that courage goes beyond the ring.
Mm.
That made him an icon, of course, in his amazing boxing style.
Nice.
Andy Warhol, he turned pop culture into high art. Farrah Fawcett, I gotta admit, I had kind of a little crush on Farrah back in the day.
Didn't all boys?
Yeah, she became the face of the 70s feminine power.
Mm.
Deborah Harry from Blondie, she influenced both music and fashion. And I like this last one I have here, Christopher Reeve. He became a household name with his 1978 performance of Superman.
Yeah.
Making him a symbol of hope and inspiration to all around the world.
Aww.
There is no God but God. I know this is true. God made everything. He made me, he made you. There'd be no birds, no planes to sail in the blue. Without his wondrous eyes to see them through. They say that God made land and he gave it all to man. This I know is mighty good and true. Share his love with you. There is no God, but God,
but God.
I know
this is true.
God made everything. He made me. He made you.
He made me. He made you.
There'll be no birds,
no words,
no plane,
no sail,
to
sail
in the blue.
In the blue.
Without his wondrous eyes to see them through. They say that God made land and he gave it all to man. This I know is mighty good.
Come on home, send me, come on home, send me, come on home.
a musician, I'd harp on just one thing. You should never play my heart the way you pluck a string. If only you would love me sincerely, tell me so. I'd beat your drums about the baby to let the whole world know. Come on home, sing me, sing me. Come on home, sing me, sing me. Come on home, sing me, sing me. Come on home, baby. Come on home, sing me, sing me. Come on home.
What you get for loving me, that's what you get for loving me. Everything we have is gone, you can see. That's what you get for loving me. Now don't you shed a tear for me. I ain't the love you thought I'd be. I've had 100 just like you, but don't be blue. I'll have 1,000 flown through. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything I have is gone, if you can see. That's what you get for loving me. There you go, you crying again. You should have known how things would end. But then someday when your full heart is on the mend, I just might pass this way again. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything we have is gone, if you can see. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. That's what you get for loving me. Everything we have is gone, if you can see. That's what you get for loving me.
Well, 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 it's come to that time. Once again, we gots to do what's we gots to do.
Boo hiss.
But before we do what's we gots to do, would you like to say anything?
Absolutely. I just want to thank everybody for hanging out with us. Always come to the show every week, supporting that, as well as Bill Cherry for having such a great conversation with us last week. We so enjoyed that. Don't forget, Niagara Falls Elvis Festival, April 10th through the 13th. Tickets are still available at NiagaraFallsElvisFestival.com or GregFruinTheater.com.
Brother, is there anything else you want to share with us?
Well, you know, I would like to say that, again, you know, I've been blessed for doing what I do, and I'm an Elvis fan, you know, 100%, 110%, and we're looking forward to coming up to Niagara and having a great show and be around Elvis fans like ourselves. Have a great time celebrating the music and memory of Elvis Presley. It's a great festival. If anyone hasn't got a ticket to that, they really need to come out. Great people running it. Tony, I mean, I love him. Everybody there will make you feel welcome. And like I said, you know, it's all about Elvis Presley.
I don't know which Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.